Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy, it is hump day, and Dave will join us momentarily. First things first, though, in on the text line, Bobby, the key word is dead air. Dead air. Little radio lingo for you there. Moneypenny gets the wrong buzzer as she inadvertently opened the wrong microphone to give you the keyword. She gave it. It's just that the microphone that she opened was on the other side of the studio.
I mean, I could hear myself talking in my earbuds.
Sure, so it's got to be good to go.
Right.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? So here is the keyword for this hour, and it's no wonder that we eventually got one of these foul-ups, one of these faux-pas. Wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. I wonder how this could have happened.
So everyone that was wondering what the keyword was,
now you know. W-O-N-D-E-R. Text it to 72881 and get your name in the hat in a $1,000 bankroll contest. Now then, Dave Schwartz joins us from a fan of SC Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Dave, how is your hump day?
It's good. You know, it's so funny. If you've never been in the studio with Angela and Bobby Mack, it's a good time.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Yep.
I mean, y'all have a good time there. Now, I know Moneypenny is sick most of the times when I'm there. So, you know, I don't get to have that good of a time that often. But when she is there, it is a good time.
Well,
y'all have a good time.
It's not as good a time as, say, the good old boys in Columbia have with their taxpayer dollars. But it's the best we can do.
Good news, bad news, Bob.
Yeah.
Right? And the good news is that we've been talking about this. They've been trying to sneak in this sort of New Jersey style toll road plan, this toll booth plan on I-95.
Right.
And literally thousands of your listeners took action. They texted in.
Excellent.
They've talked to their legislators, and they killed that part of the budget, which is the good news, right? I mean, that. And to be clear, this was a scheme from corrupt Hugh Leatherman, the most powerful politician in the state.
Yep.
And corrupt Hugh Leatherman wanted this. In fact, he was on some local news stations down in Columbia pushing this hard. And he was on the conference committee that eventually had to kill this. So the pressure works, y'all. And your listeners, Bob, had a big impact on that by contacting their legislators, literally thousands. Over 3,000 people contacted their legislators about this issue, which is cool. And this is how pressure works, and we're able to kill this plan. Now, the normal, usual self.
Yeah, now the bad news is we're going to be using taxpayer dollars to buy new jock straps for the Carolina Panthers.
and skybox seats for the politicians, of course.
But, well, yes.
No, look, the bad news is that they passed this taxpayer giveaway to this liberal New Jersey billionaire
who hates Trump, by the way,
who absolutely hates and disrespects our president every chance he can get. By the way, also to add the cherry on top of that cake, Bob loves his anthem kneeling players too.
Oh yeah,
and calls them patriotic.
Right,
and I'm not kidding about that. This guy is a liberal billionaire, and we are giving him all these tax breaks so that he will hopefully bring his team with him and the practice field they will build over in York County. And of course, the kicker was $40 million for a brand new road to that practice field off of Interstate 77. So again, Bob, here are the priorities of these state legislators, and our roads are crumbling here in the upstate. And was it last week we were on the phone with Dot, who called in about U.S. 25 up in Traveler's Rest up near Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That road is in shambles. We hear about that road all the time, by the way. I mean, so many of your listeners tell us about that road all the time.
Right.
That road is still crumbling.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Legislators want to send $40 million to go build this liberal billionaire a new road, a brand new road. Bob, $40 million could fill a whole heck of a lot of potholes. I'm guaranteeing $40 million could easily fix U.S. 25, but that's not their priority.
No.
And look, a lot of these local legislators, and I hate to be the bad guy, the bearer of bad news, but look, a lot of these local legislators voted for that plan.
Sure, they did.
A lot of Greenville legislators voted.
Sure.
Matt Hyde over in Spartanburg voted for that. Gary Smith in Greenville voted for that taxpayer giveaway. And again, we're giving basically, Bob, we're giving $40 million taxpayers' money directly to benefit this liberal billionaire from New Jersey who hates our president and who loves his national anthem kneeling players and will defend them. This is where our money is going, Bob.
Yep.
This is disturbing. But here's the bottom line. Hail Mary pass here. The governor has not yet signed it. And we know he's been touting this plan. He supports it. But your listeners can take action. Let's throw a Hail Mary pass here. Let's try to let's put pressure on Henry McMaster, and let's tell him to veto this taxpayer giveaway. Your listeners can do that. Text the word KILL, K-I-L-L, KILL, as in kill this taxpayer giveaway to the liberal billionaire, K-I-L-L to the number 52886 on your cell phone. KILL to 52886 on your cell phone, and that will send a quick message directly to the governor telling him to veto this taxpayer giveaway to the liberal billionaire owner of the NFL Panthers.
And as your governor, Henry McMaster, want the taxpayers of South Carolina to know, I have no vested interest in promoting this $40 million new highway to the Panthers' new training camp, even though I have been invited to sit in an exclusive suite at the Panthers games and watch them play with the football.
Well, and, you know, we laugh. We laugh, Bob. And,
yeah, I know.
And by the way, nobody does a better Henry McMaster impression than Bob McClain.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Thank
in,
you very
in
little.
The state. We laugh. I mean, these guys are, and Lord knows, I mean, you know, skyboxes, they're going to be treated like royalty at all these Panther games.
You think?
And
yeah.
You really have to look at this plan, Bob. Not one benefit to South Carolina, I mean, particularly if you live in Greenville, you live in the upstate. This is no benefit to you. In
right.
fact, it's a loss because they used to practice. They used to have their summer practices at Wofford.
Yep.
Now that's getting taken away.
Mm-hmm.
But really, a road.
So it's a net loss.
That absolutely, the upstate it most certainly is. But you look at it, a road that probably most upstate citizens will never use.
Yep.
Right? Upstate folks will never use this road. We're going to pay $40 million. Our road's still crumbling. But you look at the giveaway to this liberal billionaire. And you really have to look at this, Bob, from a holistic perspective. He's not going to pay. They're going to get income tax breaks. They're going to get property tax breaks.
Right.
And usually in these incentive, economic development, corporate welfare deals, whatever you want to call it, usually, Bob, they at least humor us and lie to us and say, well, we're going to create, you know, hundreds of jobs from this.
Right.
They didn't even bother to lie to us this time. There are no jobs created. No South Carolinians are going to get jobs from this. In fact,
well, wait a second.
I changed the law to make sure that they could get incentives without creating jobs.
I thought I saw some release from some economic bureau in Columbia claiming that they were going to create 5,000 some odd number
right.
of jobs, and then another independent econ analysis that said, well, yeah, it might create jobs, maybe a couple of hundred. So,
well, they're all these are all coming from the politicians, right? The
right.
first one you mentioned was coming from McMaster.
Right.
So he had the bureaucrats of the Department of Commerce push this out and say, we're going to create 10 gabillion jobs and it's going to bring in $70 gabillion a year to
right.
South Carolina.
Right.
And I want to know, Bob, by the way, this is a great lead-in. I want to know, Bob, when did revenue to these politicians, when did more revenue to the government and to these politicians in Columbia ever become a goal for? When was that ever? How does that benefit us?
Yeah. How about more revenue back in the pockets of the taxpayers for a change?
That never happened.
No.
Now, if you're a liberal billionaire from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. You're home
you
free, pal.
NFL team.
Yeah.
And you play two states, North Carolina and South Carolina, against each other for these incentives and this corporate welfare.
Right.
Well, then, let's roll out the red carpet to you. And by the way, let's throw in a diatribe about Donald Trump. on the way over and tell everybody how great it is that your players kneel for the national anthem.
Well, yeah, and
that
let's
is just fine.
And let's
we can talk about tax money coming back to you.
Yeah, and let's re-sign Eric Reed, the one of the original kneelers from the San Francisco 49ers. Let's re-sign him to $1 million contract he can get a tax break on his income. My God.
Right. No. And this, again, this is a priority, and I hate to be the bad guy. Mike Forrester, Spartanburg, voted for this, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, Gary Smith, Wes Cox, Neil Collins, they all voted for this. This is their priority. Fixing our roads, Bob, not so much.
Not so much,
right?
Yeah.
So it's a – but text KILL to 52886. Let's try to get the governor. Let's force him. Let's force his hand here. Text the word KILL, K-I-L-L, to the number 52886. That'll send a direct message to Henry McMaster telling him to veto this taxpayer giveaway to this liberal billionaire from New Jersey.
And it is a long shot because the governor has been pretty much out front promoting this, and we understand why he's been doing that. But who knows? You know, we saw pressure generated on the I-95 toll roads. Maybe we could get another win out of this one.
Well, the good news is that 17 senators voted against this plan, this taxpayer plan,
right?
The giveaway to the billionaire. So if the governor actually got some cojones and vetoed this thing, we could sustain that veto because there were 17 no votes in the Senate.
Yeah.
So text the word KILL, K-I-L-L, to the number 52886, KILL to 52886. Send that message to the governor. Tell Henry to veto this awful, terrible, bad deal for South Carolinians, this taxpayer giveaway to this liberal billionaire who owns the Panthers. Text the word KILL to 52886. Send that message. Let's try a Hail Mary pass and get him to veto this thing.
Well, you know, nothing screams, I need taxpayer help, like a liberal New Jersey billionaire who owns an NFL team. You know, geez. Dave, it's great stuff. And congratulations to all the folks that contributed to killing that I-95 toll booth. What a ridiculous suggestion that was, and so that's dead at least. So we'll enjoy that victory anyhow.
That's right. We stopped South Carolina from turning into New Jersey at least for today, Bob.
Thank goodness.
At least for today.
You can follow a fan of SC as they continue to be watchdogs for us in Columbia. Check them out on Facebook, right, Dave?
Facebook.com/fanofSC. Facebook.com/fanofSC. And like I said, send Henry that message. Text KILL to 52886. Tell them to veto this taxpayer giveaway.
Yep.
Let's clean this up.
Absolutely.
Let's make this right.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the work that you do in keeping us up to speed with what the good old boys in Columbia are up to. And we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Take care. 419 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Again, that's KILL, K-I-L-L, to 52886. Send a message to Governor Henry McMaster. Tell him no money for the NFL. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 25 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I'm afraid that bill is as good as signed. The Panthers need to get rid of the Top Cats and let McTaxter be their biggest cheerleader. That would be quite a sight, wouldn't it? I don't think much of that suggestion, Bobby Mack. I don't believe I would look too good in those culottes that the whatever it is the cheerleaders wear. To the phones we go. Pat is in Union. She took the bull by the horns and called down to Columbia. Hi, Pat. Welcome.
Hi. Yes, I did. While you were talking, I called. I told them I'm not a Clemson fan. I'm a Gamecock fan. But why do they hate Clemson so bad that they got to bring in another team down here?
Well, one is college, Pat, and the other is kind of semi-professional, the way the Panthers have been playing in recent years. But
why do we have to have a big, what do they call it, when they take over all the companies in one?
Yeah, right, a monopoly.
Kind of corral the market so all the money goes into one person's pocket.
Well, here's, you know, this guy that owns the Panthers didn't become a billionaire by being a dummy, right? So what he essentially did was he was trying to get tax breaks from the North Carolina legislature, and they were unwilling to give them. So what did he do? He said, well, I'll turn to my neighbors to the south, and I'll promise to build a new training camp facility down there, and all they have to do is give me however millions of dollars they got in tax breaks and spend $40 million to build a new exit off the interstate so my team can easily commute to their new facility. Well, fine, if he wants all that, what's stopping him from paying for it?
Well, this is true. He's got the money for that. But I don't think we need another football team down here.
Yeah, well,
I don't care what it is. It's got two good, darn good teams.
And it's not as if they're going to change the name to the South Carolina Panthers? I don't think so.
Well, that's another thing I had a problem with. With all the trouble they had with the Seminoles and the Redskins, why do we need Black Panthers?
There's a fair question, Pat. We'll mull that one over. 428 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bob, we killed the I-95 toll road for now, but, you know, they'll just bring it back next year and the year after that and the year after that until the fat cats in Columbia get what they want. Yeah, but we can make it tough on them in the meantime. Bobby, how many times can we text kill? I don't believe there's a limit. Bobby, why the hell can't they practice in Charlotte where they play? Well, as I said, they were looking for tax breaks. Bobby had just hit a pothole on 25, killed 2 rickshaws and 3 pugs. Robbie. Mr. McLean, I just had a meeting with the Panthers organization. I'm happy to say my wife's company will be paving that new road. Trust me. Sincerely, Hugh L., Florence, South Carolina. Thanks, Hugh. Always good to hear from you. 429 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, speaking of spending taxpayer dollars, the $1 billion redevelopment project downtown, how come that thing went from DOA to the front burner? Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, at this point, it is a mystery inside a conundrum. I mean, on the one hand, we hear that this $1 billion redevelopment project downtown for County Square is DOA. It's not going to happen. And then yesterday, all of a sudden, like Dracula, this thing turns out to be harder to kill than the famous vampire. In a pair of split votes yesterday afternoon, this is the assessment from the Greenville Daily Worker, by the way, Greenville County Council members reaffirmed their support for a $1 billion redevelopment project near downtown and a new $65 million county building that developers say is a key component for the whole thing to work. County Councilman Mike Barnes, who represents Greer, made a motion earlier this month to kill the entire redevelopment project on the grounds that it was too expensive and lacked transparency. In other words, we don't know who's got money in it. We don't know who's going to profit from it. Nothing. His motion was considered yesterday at the council's committee of the whole meeting at County Square, attended by hundreds of county residents also on hand to hear the county's proposed budget for next year. His motion failed on an 8-4 vote. County Councilman Lynn Ballard said in casting a vote against Barnes's motion, "This has been one of the most difficult times I've had on council. This council has been so torn up and divided over the past 4 months, it almost makes me sick to my stomach. This issue has kind of been the dividing issue, but we cannot, as a county council, continue to operate with a 6-6 deadlock for everything. My vote is no." The redevelopment plan in question hinges on tearing down all the aging government buildings currently standing on about 37.5 acres along University Ridge and replacing them with a new commercial residential district. A year ago, the entire county council stood behind the concept as County Administrator Joe Cornell presented an essentially self-funded plan wherein the county would gain a new $65 million headquarters on 5 acres at the site while selling off the rest of the land. Barnes has been joined in his criticism of the project by 5 other council members, including Ballard, whose support for the project had soured. They said at a press conference last week because Cornell and County Council Chairman Butch Kirvin have not been forthcoming enough about how much money the project will ultimately cost taxpayers. The land on University Ridge is, county officials and the developer agree, some of the most valuable real estate in the region, but it does not generate any property tax revenue so long as it remains in county hands. Cornell had initially said the county's investment in University Ridge's redevelopment would be $100 to $120 million for infrastructure and the new county administrative building. That estimate has since risen. We've seen this movie before. That estimate has since risen as relocating state offices that will not have room in the county's new administrative building has proven more expensive than Cornell had originally projected. The county is bound by state law to house certain state offices and family court. Estimates for the county's portion of the redevelopment project now range up to $150 million, but Cornell has said the project will still fund itself with the land sales, as well as with future tax revenue on the redeveloped University Ridge land. Cornell's plan relies on the council approving bonds, which would fund the project's cost up front, and he has said it will not cost existing taxpayers anything. Yeah, unless the whole deal goes south, and then guess who's on the hook for the bonds? Still, the concept will take years to generate money for the county. At full build-out in about a decade, the land could generate around $23.5 million in taxes for the city of Greenville, the county, and the school district, according to estimates prepared by the project's developer. Of that $23.5 million at full build-out, the county would collect just under $4.2 million annually, $41.8 million over 10 years. Councilman Ennis Fant, the one who has a difficulty paying his real estate taxes, Councilman Ennis Fant has warned that the votes Cornell needs to approve project-related bonds sometime this year might also be difficult to gather. Ballard seeking, he said, a middle ground proposed an amendment to Barnes's motion yesterday that would have allowed redevelopment of the site to continue, but without a new administrative building for the county. The $65 million building is too expensive, Ballard said. The county building, as originally conceived, is a 250,000-square-foot glass and steel tower designed by London-based architectural firm Foster and Partners. They had to go to London to get an architect? We don't have any architects here in Greenville, do we? It will rise four stories over a plaza at the center of the new district. The back of the building, which will dip down to a lower elevation along Church Street, will be six stories. Ballard's plan would have allowed the county to relocate off-site for less money, he said, and give all 37.5 acres to private developers. In private hands, he argued, the site could generate even more property tax revenue for local governments. Makes sense to me. But obviously, since that makes way too much sense, that's not going to gain approval. Ballard's amendment failed in a 6-6 vote. With Barnes, Xanthi Norris, Rick Roberts, Fant, and Willis Meadows in favor, and Butch Kirvin, Liz Seaman, Dan Tripp, Joe Dill, Sid Cates, and Bob Taylor opposed. Once Ballard's amendment failed, he and Fant joined Kirvin, Seaman, Tripp, Dill, Cates, and Taylor in voting against Barnes's motion to kill the project altogether. The project's developer, Roca Point Partners out of Atlanta, says the new development's apartment, shops, office buildings, and network of plazas and sidewalks will ultimately have a value of $1 billion and will add thousands of jobs and tens of millions of dollars into the local economy. Mm-hmm. A master plan that Roca Point presented to the residents of the nearby Haney Serene neighborhood last week revealed a mix of buildings ranging from 6 to 20 stories, as well as big box spaces that could be filled by a grocery store, a fitness studio, or a multiplex movie theater. Roca Point's principal, Phil Mays, said last night he was pleased with the outcome of the council's vote. I guess he was. They're going ahead. From the beginning, we've been steadfast in our commitment to Greenville and this project. Well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So, it's an interesting conundrum here. On the one hand, I'm sure that Mike Barnes, felt as if he had successfully driven a stake through the heart of this project, because there are still a lot of unanswered questions about who profits from the deal, how much money is going to be generated, and how much the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for. Other than that, nobody's got any questions. Oh, boy. And we'll keep you posted as this proceeds along. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we roll on here on Hump Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So you may be sitting there here at 10 minutes before 5 and saying to yourself, self, I wonder what the keyword is for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Well, you've just touched on it. Wonder is the keyword, W-O-N-D-E-R. Text it to 72881. Bobby, did I hear you right when they said give the property to private developers to get more tax money? Excuse me, but why not sell it to developers unless they're agents of those developers? Yeah. Hey, like to have my house? It's free. There you go. You can have it. Now, Bobby, and how much more chaos and confusion will it create for the downtown area and everybody on the roads? Hey, Bob, maybe the food fair at County Square could have fish and chips and tea and crumpets. Quite right. Good show. Bob, GCC needs to lease the buildings on Fluor campus. We had hundreds and hundreds of people in centers 3, 4, 5, and 6, and there's plenty of parking for everyone working there and customers for services. GCC is wasting taxpayers' money. Sell University Ridge and the Bell Tower property and do something positive and beneficial to Greenville County taxpayers, in my humble opinion. Bobby, they have ruined this town. Bobby, I wonder who was paid off. Thanks, Greenville County Council. To the phones we go. Philip is along next. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Philip, and welcome to the Hump Day Bobby Mack Show.
I hear you. I can answer that last comment.
Yes, sir.
Enos Little Al Sharpton Fant, I'll guarantee you got a nod, wink, wink. If you'll support this, we'll fix the books, or some kind-hearted private citizen who's going to gain millions and millions from this development will happily pay that $50,000+ back tax bill.
That back tax bill, I'm sure there was merely a mistake on his part, where instead of paying 6%, he paid 4% as if he wasn't living in that house. I'm sure that was a mere oversight on his part, don't you think, Philip?
Oh, yeah, but if he keeps supporting that project, they'll find a accounting error.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be there at all.
It probably was just a rounding error after all, don't you think?
Decimal in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I got you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Philip. I appreciate the call. Yeah, funny how those things happen. I got time for this quickly. This is the time of year when we're going to see all kinds of graduations, which means, of course, the downtown is going to be a nightmare when all these graduations for all these high schools happen at once. But that notwithstanding, with all these graduations about to be occurring across the upstate. Today, we here at the Bobby Mack Show have put together the top signs you're at a bad graduation ceremony. The music, please. Here we are in graduation season. Seemed like an appropriate time for our list of top signs you're at a bad graduation ceremony. Graduates with degrees in arts and humanities will also be handed a Starbucks apron. You recognize the keynote speaker as your Uber driver from that morning. That's not a good graduation. Only a few of the kids are actually graduating. The rest will get participation certificates. The commencement speaker ends her remarks with, "And that's when I realized the CIA was tracking me through my hair curlers." Instead of pomp and circumstance, which you're hearing in the background right now, by the way, the kids get their degrees to the tune of Old Town Road. Instead of caps, many graduates are wearing MAGA hats with tassels. The commencement speaker volunteers to pay off the student debt, then sees how much it will be and goes, "Psych." The school was only able to rent out half of the Chuck E. Cheese. In his concluding remarks, the principal gives all graduates purge-like privileges for the next 24 hours. Look out, teachers. The ceremony concludes with the graduates tossing their student loan agreements into the air. And finally, in our list of the top signs that you're at a bad graduation ceremony, each diploma comes with an application to Panera. There you go.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
There is our list, the top signs you're at a bad graduation ceremony. And hopefully one of these will not be coming to an auditorium near you soon. And to take a break for the news here at the top of the hour, Moneypenny will have the next key word coming up merely in minutes. I know she kind of went off course during the last hour.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
But she will get the correct microphone open this time and will have the next active keyword coming up in minutes. When we come back on the other side, we will begin the most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And the new Attorney General, Bill Barr, may actually turn out to be the real deal. He is now blasting all of these self-important federal district court judges over all their nationwide injunctions. And he thinks the president is getting a raw deal. All that and more still on the way here on Hump Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.